Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Belinda blinked. And here we have... Hey guys, Rocky Flintstone here, welcoming you to another episode of A Blinker Saturday on Rocky Flintstone Unleashed, episode 15. I hope you've all had a stupendous week and that you are all relaxed for this Saturday morning podcast, Saturday being a sort of weekend thing. So, over the next few minutes, I'll delve into various views and comments about everything Belinda Blink, Rocky Flintstone and MDWAP, giving you some of my own views on what's been said, or not said. We'll look at books, merch, emails, podcasts, reviews, and of course the latest of your incisive Reddit comments. And I use the word incisive with great care. So please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. Let's start with Twitter, now known as X. Dean, at Just Be a Dean, currently in Berlin, potentially to do an interview with Bish Hurstlung. And whose name do I spy on a mug? Flintstone Rocky. Well, Dean is obviously in a shop doing a little bit of shopping. The name on the enamel mug, which he's chosen, is Chiara, or Chiara, if you're very upmarket. So I replied to Dean saying, "Wow, Dean, Berlin, can you get any cigarettes for her bish? Just smoking." Melissa, at Lissa Zero, says, "Reading my book today, I came across the sentence, and I lost it. At Flintstone Rocky is seeping into my everyday life." I love the word seeping, Melissa. So evocative. But hey, the sentence you were reading was, "He immediately called her to his back room where they could talk some turkey." Now, you must know, amongst us older business people, and I use the word older advisedly, talking turkey is a real thing in the business world. It just needed exposing to show it is still in vogue. Okay, let's move on to Reddit. And a theme we're picking up here is, "Got a job interview today by Have Tucks Will Travel." Time to listen to book one, chapter one again, to make sure I'm ready to land it. Of course, it's a phone screen, so I won't even get to break out the pomegranates. I've got some red peppercorns ready to go, though. Zanadi Zan, who has her little handle as "Don't Compare My Wife to a Dead Parrot," says, "Good luck and make sure to negotiate for travel perks." Zanadi Zan, great to hear from you. How is North London? And Have Tucks Will Travel, take a tip from me. A bottle of shards for afterwards is so much more rewarding than peppercorns, red or green. Do we do black? And talking about black, here's another post. Bad News Everyone by Katashi. I've been diagnosed with conjunctivitis detritus. Zardizan jumps in and says, well, I just hope you have a daughter who's willing to betray her friends, husband and place of employment to earn the millions of euros required to treat your condition. Brilliant keyword says, yes, family. Commander Spice says, well, life is shit, but we all move on. Maybe Alice can suggest a salve or balm with which to treat your condition. I like the honey-based ones, actually. Just licking. The Duck System says, is it a genital disease? Fat Boy Big Wall adds, I'd bid extra at the Asses and Nookies Trust Tombola for you. Pass Psychological 310 says, Thimble. Salvado por la Campaña adds, oh dear, at least you haven't got commotion-itis. Loping Wolf adds, now remind me, is that the one Giselle's mum was dying from, or is that the orgasms make my her fall out? Squatting Slave Girl adds, Giselle's mum was dying from it. I have to say to you, Loping Wolf, the two are very much connected. Is your auntie sick? Okay, another one, another Reddit theme, a rookie-esque approach to women by Melon Coup, or Melon Coop. Who knows? By Philip K. Dick. Yes, the receptionist said, glancing up through an ornate, stylish monocle, as she met Mary's coldness, her nipples deburgeoned slightly as if scared into submission, frightened away. MK Oz 628 adds, looking back, I'm kind of shocked Rocky never included someone wearing a monocle. So James would have been perfect. In fact, you're right. I've actually seen a cartoon somewhere of Sir James wearing a monocle. Very good. Rob W. 1977 adds, deburgeoned, LOL. Blackberry Happy 1428 adds, that cannot possibly be an actual word. It's not a thing. I'm sorry, but you must agree. Barbara Askaki adds, he's a well-known and respected author, but I've never read any Philip K. Dick. Odd to find out that he writes like one. Oh, very cutting, Barbara Gatsky. Lane Daily Planet adds, is the monocle technically the worst part? No. Is the monocle the part that is sticking out to me the most? Yes. Why? I really don't know. Imperator Romanum adds, post this to Reddit Men Writing Women. Another theme we saw this past week was your best attempt to spell Giselle's last name without looking. By First Sympathy 2763. Inspired by another recent post, I realised I've never seen it written down. I'm not even sure how to begin. Marshaker waits de clots. I could never decide if the clots is separate or if it's how Jamie says it because he's starting to laugh. The Yode adds, Mars chocolate wars the clots. Not a bad effort, the Yode. Wes Kojin comes in. As a Dutch person, this is not a challenge. Mark Schitchel, well, is a region in Utrecht, but you seem to be unable to pronounce that city as well. Y'all really struggle with the throat sounds we have here. De Klotz is a common Belgian last name, and I suspect her parents are from noble background because we usually don't do the double last name thing in Holland. Jail Man of Oz comes in and says, S period, Y period, L period, V period, E period, S period, T period, E period, R period, which of course spells Sylvester. Which, of course, is her married name. The thing is, do you keep it if you get divorced? Or go to prison? I don't know. First Sympathy 2763 adds, anyone know the real spelling from the book? Yeniza adds Mashekerwel de Klotz, correctly spelt in this instance. I'm sort of cheating because I'm a Dutch person living within cycling distance of Mashekerweerd. Of course, this is assuming Rocky used spell check. So, who knows? Yes, I remember doing a bit of research into the surname because I wanted it to be Dutch, but making sure it was very difficult to say in the English language, and I think I have succeeded in that objective. Schaff Wand adds, his knowledge of Dutch was actually surprisingly accurate, so I have good hopes. Looping Wolf adds, as heard, Maj Choco Vird de Klotz. Best guess, Mashoko Verdi de Klotz. Trippy Hop, it's got to be a real honker, isn't it? Goose on the Loose adds Mashovic de Klotz. Imperator Romanium adds Mashoko Verdi de Klotz. Grizzle Crew 22 says Mashoko Verdi de Klotz. Blackberry Happy 1428 says Mashoko Verdi de Klotz. Lubreton adds Mashoko Verdi de Klotz. Meme Farmer 314 says Mashoko Witch de Klotz. Well, a bit of a mouthful in any language, but well done on all the attempts. Thank you, guys.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And let's go to La Belle France. 5 stars. Tarazania o gratine. And they say, just hilarious, absolutely ridiculous, laugh out loud humour, always listen with headphones and be warned, you will not be able to suppress your giggles. Fantastic hosts and just insane literature. Popping across the US, we have Stacey Adals, who says, number one favourite podcast. I listen to this podcast the same way people watch and rewatch the entire series of sitcoms. I just listen to all 6 seasons on repeat and occasionally listen to all the footnotes bonus stuff too. It's a strange, comforting, safe space. Hilarious, clever and delightful. I'm so sad it's coming to an end. But hey, Stacey Adalis, is it? Okay, moving across now to New Zealand. 5 stars by Adi Ambrosi. Not laughing. Yeah, I'm not laughing anymore. I'm screaming out of my head. It's the best thing out there. 5 stars from Morange Unicorn. Expertly written pamphlet of ballsy business tips. The story of the sales-savvy Belinda and her top-class nipple tips is a must-read for any woman craving success in the illustrious pots and pans industry. Well, Morange Unicorn, I love your use of the word expertly and your handle, Morange Unicorn. Moving across now to India. 5 stars from Izmir. Must listen. The first season may seem a little slow, but give it time to bloom, like those ivy or flowers, I don't recall which, on that one trellis, and you will be hooked. Right, thank you, guys. Of course, I can't leave out my Amazon reviews, and Ruby says, Rocky Flintstone sweet treats, just treating, 5 out of 5 stars, great mix of Belinda Blinked and home-style recipes. Great for a bit of blinder-blinked fun in between podcast seasons. All the best characters have their own recipes. Can't wait to make Mistress Sweet Juice's paradise fingers. Smiling emoji. Well, I actually love Rocky's Crunch, and it's so adaptable to making a birthday cake for the younger and not-so-young generation. We use Mars bars in Europe, but Snickers would do just as well in the USA. Of course, Kellogg's cornflakes are worldwide, so we're covered. Okay, let's look at Etsy and see what's happening with my merch. Ariel purchased the hard-backed annotated My Dad Wrote a Porno BB1 book and messaged me saying, "Hi there, big fan. I'm sending my BFF, best friend forever, this for Valentine's Day. I'm not sure if the gift message was added. If the gift message could please be Happy Galentine's Day from the Glee team, that would be amazing. Thank you." Of course, I responded saying, "Hi, Ariel. Got it. And thank you. Also, lovely to hear you are both blinkers. Rocky. XX. Now podcasting new material at Rocky Fitston Unleashed." And Ariel replied, "Thank you so much. And yes, I just discovered Unleashed and I'm so excited to listen." So guys, spread the news. Something for everyone on a Blinkers Saturday. Finally, some press comments. 7 foods for better sex. And this comes from Time.com. Written by Health.com, no individual journalist, but syndicated by Time Health. If you want to put some sizzle back into your sex life, food can help you set the mood. There's nothing better than a romantic home-cooked dinner, featuring some R-rated foods to help turn up the heat. There's a growing body of evidence that some of the vitamins and components in foods can enhance sexual function and sexual experience, says Jennifer Orr Berman, MD, the director of the Berman Women's Wellness Center in Beverly Hills, California. "Here are some of the food ingredients and my own favorite recipes that have been major players in aphrodisiac history and lore, and also have modern-day science to back up their claims. Let's start off with avocados. The Aztecs referred to avocados as testicles because of their physical shape. But the scientific reason why avocados make sense as an aphrodisiac is that they are rich in unsaturated fats and low in saturated fat, making them good for your heart and your arteries. Anything that keeps the heart beating strong helps keep blood flowing to all the right places. In fact, men with underlying heart disease are twice as likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction. Almonds. Topping my list of feisty foods, almonds have long been purported to increase passion, act as a sexual stimulant, and aid with fertility. Like asparagus, another one of my favourite sexy foods, almonds are nutrient-dense and rich in several trace minerals that are important for sexual health and reproduction, such as zinc, selenium, and vitamin E. Zinc helps enhance libido and sexual desire, says Dr. Berman. We don't really understand the mechanisms behind it, but we know it works. Strawberries. The colour red is known to help stoke the fire. A study found that men find women sexier if they're wearing red, as opposed to cool colours such as blue or green. Strawberries are also an excellent source of the folic acid, a B vitamin that helps ward off birth defects in women and, according to a University of California Berkeley study, may be tied to high sperm counts in men. Try making dark chocolate-dipped strawberries. And while we're on the subject, there's a reason we give chocolate on Valentine's Day. It's full of libido-boosting methylxanthines. Did I get that right? Seafood. Despite their slippery and slimy texture, oysters may be the most well-known aphrodisiac. They're also one of the best sources of libido-boosting zinc, but other types of seafood can also act as aphrodisiacs. Oily fish, like wild salmon and herring, contain omega-3s, which are essential for a healthy heart. Here's a strange one, Argula. Argula has been heralded as an arousal aid since the first century. Today, research reveals that the trace minerals and antioxidants packed into dark leafy greens are essential for our sexual health because they help block absorption of some of the environmental contaminants thought to negatively impact our libido. Figs. These funny-shaped fruits have a long history of being a fertility booster, and they make an excellent aphrodisiac because they are packed with both soluble and insoluble fiber, which is important for heart health. Plus, high-fiber foods help fill you up, not out, so it's easier to achieve that sexy bottom line, or, in my case, belly. Citrus. Any member of this tropical fruit family is super rich in antioxidants, vitamin C and folic acid, all of which are essential for men's reproductive health. Enjoy a romantic salad that incorporates citrus, like pink grapefruit, pomegranates, or mandarin oranges. Or use a dressing made with lemon and lime. And of course, guys, my favourite would have to be the pomegranate. So, thank you, health.com, but a little mention of Rocky Flintstone would have been welcome. So, guys, as you can see, it's been another interesting few days. So let's pick Rocky's poop of the week. Well, it's got to be health.com for missing me out. And now, for the first time ever, the blinkers of the week are First Sympathy 2763 and Woost Conjin. And the reason why? For attempting the impossible. For their fearless comments on how to spell Makaisha Wade de Klotz, congratulations. Email me for your birthday greetings recording. Well, that's all today for myself at Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on X or Reddit or at my Etsy store. So, guys, ciao until next time and keep eating those healthy foods.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.